On today's podcast, we'll be talking about protecting workers around industrial trucks. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Factories and warehouses are a hive of activity where powered industrial trucks like forklifts and pedestrians must coexist. Unfortunately, this interaction carries risks. It's vital to follow and implement the rules and guidelines for a safer work environment. Here are five things to get you started. Number one, define and mark clear travel paths. Designate specific lanes for powered industrial truck traffic. Use highly visible floor marking tape, such as Mighty Line, our sponsor, to clearly delineate these paths, guiding both operators and pedestrians. Now, whenever possible, separate pedestrian and vehicle traffic to reduce potential collisions. Number two, protect high traffic areas with barriers. Install physical barriers or guardrails where pedestrians frequent, particularly around entrances, exits, and walkways. This creates a crucial buffer between people and moving vehicles. Number three, emphasize safety training. Now, this is something we cover on almost every one of our podcasts, and it's absolutely vital that you do this. Provide regular, comprehensive safety training for powered industrial truck operators and pedestrians. Topics should include vehicle operation, pedestrian right-of-way, and how to interact safely within the facility. Frequent reinforcement builds a robust and safety-focused workplace culture. Number four, use clear signage and markings. Bold signs indicating forklift activity, dedicated pedestrian zones, and well-marked emergency exits are essential. Durable floor markings help ensure long-lasting visibility and compliance with OSHA standards. And last but not least, number five, conduct regular safety meetings. This again is something that we cover all the time, and it's so important. Hold frequent safety meetings to discuss hazards, incident reviews, and safety procedure updates. This collaborative approach encourages continuous improvement from all employees. And with all of our tips, please follow the rules and the guidelines of your specific facility. Employers in factories and warehouse settings are responsible for minimizing the risks posed by powered industrial trucks. Adhering to OSHA guidelines and implementing these strategies protect workers, ensure a safety environment, and a facility with a smooth, productive operation. Thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.